This is the Nature Podcast. I'm Kerry Smith.
And I'm Jeff Brumfield. First up, how to do miniature mechanics. There's no instruction book, so Catherine Sanderson talked to the leader of a team who has been busy making machines on the micro scale.
Molecules are traditionally held together with bonds between atoms, or at least that's what we're all taught at school. But some chemists have spent the past few years making molecules that are held together mechanically using spindles and wheels. So far, most of these so-called rotaxane molecules have been made out of carbon. But far more useful would be to include metal-based parts with their more interesting electrical, magnetic, or catalytic capabilities. David Lee at the University of Edinburgh has made rotaxane systems with both carbon-based and metal-based parts connected together to form a molecular shuttle. I spoke to David to find out where all this difficult chemistry might lead.
My group is interested in trying to construct synthetic versions of molecular machines, and perhaps the best way to appreciate the technological potential of molecular machines is to realise that nature uses this solution in all biological processes. In stark contrast to biology, none of mankind's fantastic myriad of today's technologies exploits molecular machines in any way at all. And nature hasn't evolved to do that over 4 billion years for no reason. And when mankind learns how to construct molecular level machines, I'm sure it's going to revolutionize all aspects of functional molecule and materials design.
So we're talking about molecules that actually sort of behave as mechanical parts.
Yes, very much just like Meccano and the moving parts that you get in mechanical machines in the macroscopic world. We're talking about doing the same sort of thing with molecular level systems.
So tell us about the paper that you've got coming out in Nature. What have you done here and what's the advance?
The new thing about the paper that we're publishing in Nature this week is that we found a way to combine organic chemistry and inorganic chemistry, so that's the chemistry of elements other than carbon, in single molecules by linking them together mechanically at the molecular level. And the reason that this is perhaps significant is that organic chemistry is traditionally very different to inorganic chemistry, and they have very different traits and characteristics. And being able to combine those building blocks, inorganic and organic building blocks, in the same molecule could give us the ability to combine the two chemistries in potentially interesting ways.
So you've made what you call a molecular shuttle. So this is basically one sort of molecule that forms an axis and one that forms a ring that can sort of shoot up and down the axes, is that right?
So we've got a metal-based ring that sits onto an organic or a carbon-based axle, and the metal ring is able to shuttle up and down, move up and down this organic axle, and that's a typical characteristic of organic molecules, having this sort of dynamics associated with it. But the metal-based ring brings with it all the properties of metals, such as magnetic properties and potentially catalytic properties. And so we're able to bring those sorts of aspects now to the chemistry of organic compounds by combining those in the same molecule.
How do you get the wheel to move up and down the axle?
That works just through the background thermal noise or Brownian motion. The actual getting the ring onto the axle is the potentially tricky bit, but we use a process called self-assembly where all the different components actually assemble together through programmed hydrogen bonding that's programmed into the molecular design. And then once the wheel is on the axle, it actually just is able to move up and down the thread just by random thermal motion.
Is that controllable at all?
Yes, well, that's going to be the next stage. So in these early systems, we've just demonstrated that the motion occurs. The next step is to be able to control the motion.
Can you tell us a bit about the metals that you use to form the rings and why these are interesting to you?
The metals that are incorporated into the ring are chromium and cobalt, although we can also use other kinds of metals. There's also nickel and iron and copper. They've got magnetic properties, which is normally quite difficult to introduce into organic systems. And in particular, these inorganic wheels that we're using have possibly got some applications in quantum computing. The classical computer uses bits which store information as either a 0 or a 1. So it's a bit like a light switch, the bit can either be on or off. In a quantum computer, the information is stored in what's called a qubit, where the strange rules of quantum mechanics allow the information to be present as both a 0 and a 1, and every position in between. And the inorganic rings that we've made in this paper have got the necessary requisites to be good qubits. Now the sort of the major challenge is to learn how to bring them together to build a device that could do calculations and how to read from and write to the qubits.
So that kind of answers my next question, which is now you've got these molecular shuttles and you're trying to control them, what would you use them for? Is there any other application apart from qubits?
Yes, so there could be other sorts of applications that might come from combining properties of one chemistry with another chemistry. So interesting magnetic properties are one, perhaps surface switchable systems or even in conventional computers as well. It's just early days at the moment. We've just found the ways of connecting these units together. And now we need to find out about how combining these chemistries in single molecule systems enables us to do new kinds of things.
I was hoping you might say that you wanted to make a little tiny car.
And we want to make a little tiny car. We don't want to make a little tiny car. That would be great if it were possible, but it isn't. And we wouldn't want to make a car at the molecular level anyway, because where would you go?
David Lee squashing Catherine's dreams of mini Formula One.